Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Are you crazy about music? All kinds of music, from punk to funk and rock to schlock. Well, not too much schlock. You can hear just about anything on Radio Obsession. Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time on NEIALive.com. Freak out in a moon age day.
I were king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince. My regal robes of the forest would be satin, a knot of cotton, a knot chintz. I'd command each thing, be it fish or fowl, with a woof and a woof. And a royal growl. As I click my heel, all the trees would kneel, and the mountains bow, and the bulls kowtow. And the sparrow would take wing. Fie, fie, were a king. Rabbit would show respect to me, the chipmunks genuflect to me, though my tail would lash, I would show compassion for every underling. Fie, fie, were king, just king.
Each rabbit would show respect to him, the chipmunks genuflect to him,
and his wife would be queen of the May.
I'll be monarch, none all, I shall I shall reign. Knock. Am I nice away?
Your Majesty, if you were king, you wouldn't be afraid of anything?
Not nobody. Not nohow.
Not even a rhinoceros?
Imposterous.
How about a hippopotamus?
Why, I'd thrash him from top to bottom.
Supposing you met an elephant?
I'd wrap him up in cellophane.
What if it were a brontosaurus?
I'd show him who's king of the forest.
How?
How? Courage. What makes a king out of a slave? Courage. What makes the flag on the mast to wave? Courage. What makes the elephant charge his tusk in the misty mist or the dusky dusk? What makes the muskrat guard his musk? Courage. What makes the Sphinx the seventh wonder? Courage. What makes the dawn come up like thunder? Courage. What makes the Hottentot so hot? What puts the ape in apricot? What have they got that I ain't got?
Courage.
You could say that again.
For courage is the thing of kings. With courage I'd be king of kings. The whole year round I'd be hailed and crowned by every living thing. I were king.
Good Good morning. It is Sunday, 10 minutes past 10 here in Eastern Standard Time, USA. Not sure what time it is where you're listening, but I hope you're having a good day so far. This is Sarah. You're tuned to All Independent Radio, broadcasting from NEIALive.com on the web, or you can catch us on iTunes under College Radio, All Independent Radio, and this show is Radio Obsession. I'll be here till noon, bringing you, hopefully, music that you will enjoy. And if you might have guessed, we're going to the movies today. That first song, many of you probably know, since it's one of the most popular movies ever made, and some say maybe even the best movie ever made from Hollywood, The Wizard of Oz. And that was If I Were a King of the Forest. The Cowardly Lion, Bert Lahr doing his fabulous rendition of his showpiece tune from that movie. And, of course, the marvelous Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, with fabulous music by Ennio Morricone. Morricone? I hope I pronounced that correctly. Italian composer who created this marvelous soundtrack, replete with really loud trumpets at just the right time to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. So we'll be listening to this in betwixt everything else. And I don't know how much movie stuff we have. It may take us through the whole 2 hours, or it may just be the first hour. But we'll kind of see where that goes. And we're going to start off with something. I just got this CD. I'm very excited. We have played this band a couple times on Radio Obsession, Caliphone. They have their new CD is called All My Friends Are Funeral Singers, which is actually the soundtrack to a movie of the same name, and they were touring around, perhaps they still are, it was kind of a short tour, I think. They came east, they were in Boston and New York, playing along with the movie, All My Friends Are Funeral Singers. Oh, I thought Nanny O left us, but they were just being quiet. Anyway, it's a really cool and interesting movie, spooky, spiritually interesting with ghosts and things. Really cool movie, and they were playing along with the movie, and the fun part is that in parts of the movie, the band is in there, just sort of randomly placed in rooms playing music. So when they were playing live with the movie, they were playing along with themselves. It was really very cool. But I'm very excited because I just picked up the CD, which is a soundtrack to this movie. And I hope you'll get a chance to check it out. Maybe I'll try to find out where you can see the movie or find the movie, or if they're going to release it on DVD. That much I don't know. But I will see if I can figure that out and get you some information about it. But to start off with, we're going to hear two songs from this CD, and we're going to hear Buñuel and Ape-like, and Buñuel is about Louis Buñuel, who, apropos to the movie theme, it was an existentialist French filmmaker, director. So we're kind of doing a double-layered movie thing for you right now. People in a movie soundtrack talking about movies. All right, well, here we go.
Louis Buñuel made bullets and guns at home to pass the time away. With careful fingers and eyes turning old, smoking the whole time. Stars in the tadpole, dust in the daylight. Great Leg passes and saves us from later. Every camera loves you better. You quit trying. stays, who's all set time, can't see through it all. Function of what you lost yourself in making. Every whorehouse and every civil war knows better ways to make you wait. Every camera loves you better, you quit trying to play.
Radio Obsession, Sundays 10 to noon on NEIALive.com.
Thank you. Society here only on All Independent Radio, brought to you by the New England Institute of Art. We're webcasting to the world. It's Tuesday night, and there's a catastrophe leaking through your computer speakers. Uncle Sam and the boys are bringing you the best in classic rock from 7 to 9. So grab your poison, sit back, and just let your face melt here only on All Independent Radio at NEIALive.com.
But babe, we've been together so long. I mean, you can't just end it like this. Please, don't go.
No, Jeff. There's just no pot in the stew anymore. Because purple running trees, sting hot pepper cars. Can't you smile, Flop? I'm slurp foam. So
slurp foam.
Drinking and driving doesn't make sense either. Please drive safe. This message has been brought to you by your all-independent radio team.
Hello again, and welcome back to Radio Obsession. We are doing the movie soundtrack edition, and boy, we're just going to scratch the surface today, because there are so many great soundtracks to many great movies. We're going to touch on a couple of favorites here at Radio Obsession with my squeaky chair. We just heard Caliphone, and they have a new movie out that they were touring behind, playing along with. Kind of like the old movie houses with the silent movies would have a band in there or a piano player anyway. Well, that was kind of what it was like, but they're also playing along with themselves in the movie, as I mentioned. So I looked at my notes here, and the movie, the Caliphone movie, All My Friends Are Funeral Singers, they're going to be releasing a quote-unquote standalone version of the movie to film festivals in 2010, so that, you know, they'll obviously incorporate all their great music into it. And so you should look for it when it comes out, because it was really a fabulous movie and beautifully done. Everything that Tim Rutili seems to get his hands on is pretty cool and special. And, you know, they played at the Brattle Theater, which is one of the classic movie houses in the area in Boston. Oh, it's in Cambridge, actually, right in Harvard Square. Recently under threat of closing, like many small movie houses, but luckily, it's managed to keep going. I think people have been donating money. You can always donate money to them. I'm sure they would be appreciative. I'm sure they have a nonprofit organization. Brattle, look it up on Google, Brattle Theater. It's definitely a cool place. They do movies and they have special events as well. And gotta keep those kind of things going. Gives you a great chance to go see some of the old classics. And I am a movie lover, although I don't seem to get out to see new movies that much anymore right now, but maybe when life simmers down, I hope to do that again. But I certainly like the old movies. And we are gonna go next to a really interesting movie that came out in 1970 called Performance. And I haven't seen it for ages. It was a really interesting movie. It stars Mick Jagger. And it's really strange, dark movie. A lot of the pop stars back in the day were trying their hands at acting, like David Bowie, Ringo Starr. Some of them are really good. David Bowie's a good actor and played some interesting parts. And this is a pretty interesting movie, too. Great soundtrack. Ry Cooder, Buffy St. Marie, Randy Newman, and Mick Jagger, of course. So we're going to play a couple songs from that for you. We'll start with Memo from Turner, which has an interesting little backstory, which I'll tell you about later. But I hope you'll enjoy it. And here we go.
Thank you. and tone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you fix your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. Were you a lashing, smashing hunk of man? Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke Convention back in 1965. You're the meth red gray executive I see heavily advertised. You're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. Laughing in my grave. When the old men do the fighting, and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. The haven't tasted habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are, and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys, I'm playing with toys, so be strong with your beast. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
and welcome to the movie edition of Radio Obsession. I'm Sarah, and I'll be here with you till 12 o'clock Eastern Time. And we are featuring today the fabulous movie music that you can hear and sometimes don't even notice, but it certainly brings the mood to the movies that we love and watch and enjoy. Of course, you have the soundtrack from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly in the background, replete with trumpets, and by Ennio Morricone. I'm going to murder that name every time I say it. I should just skip it. Morricone. Excuse me. Scuse. But before that, we had three songs from a very interesting movie from 1970 called Performance, which starred Mick Jagger. And there's all kinds of crazy little stories about this movie. When it first came out, it was filmed in 1968 and it wasn't released till 1970, part of the reason being that the sex scenes in it were so explicit that people walked out of the first screening and they had to re-edit it three times before releasing it. Sounded like it took a while to settle down on who was going to be playing the female parts in the movie. Mick Jagger is Turner. We heard three songs from the movie. The first one was called Memo from Turner, with Mick Jagger on vocals, of course. Poor White Hound Dog, with Mary Clayton singing. Her very haunting style. And then we had the Hashishin with Buffy St. Marie doing Jew's harp on that one. And that's from the soundtrack record. It's a great record. And as I mentioned, I haven't seen the movie for ages. I can't even really remember the whole story, but I guess the summary of the plot is Chaz, who's played by James Fox, a violent and psychotic East London gangster, needs a place to lie low after a hit that should never have been carried out. He finds the perfect cover in the form of Guest House, run by the mysterious Mr. Turner, played by Mick Jagger, a one-time rock superstar who is looking for the right spark to rekindle his faded talent. Written by Brad Jackson. And there are... there's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on. It's kind of a dark movie. So a lot of things were back in the early 70s and into the 80s. A lot of movies, independent movies, were kind of dark, and I guess maybe that still continues, though I don't get out to the movies so much anymore, so what do I know? The women in the movie were Anita Pallenberg as Ferber and Michelle Britton as Lucy, but they had all kinds of... I guess it was started out, they were trying to get Tuesday Weld to play the role played by Anita Pallenberg, and Mia Farrow. Was going to play the role that ended up being played by Michelle Breton, Lucy. And an interesting thing is that Anita Pallenberg was Keith Richards' girlfriend at the time, and he really kind of freaked out about all the sex scenes between Mick Jagger and his girlfriend. And he was supposed to play on that song Memo from Turner, but he was kind of pissed off and freaked out. And so then you had Ry Cooter, which is not a bad fill-in if you have to get someone to fill in for Keith Richards. And that gave it that sort of special slidey sound that Ry Cooter was so good at. So check out the movie. Check out the soundtrack. It's all good. And again, people on the record are Randy Newman. I think he may have written a lot of the songs. I don't have the LP in here with me. I just digitized it, and so now I don't have the whole record liner with me, so that's kind of a bummer. But great soundtrack, really interesting stuff, and Mick Jagger, Ry Cooter, Buffy St. Marie, Mary Clayton, that fabulous vocalist, Randy Newman, and a cast of others. The Rolling Stones backed up Mick Jagger on a couple of things, minus Keith Richards, who was a little jealous and pissed off. So we're going to move along to some sort of slower romantic things. We're going to start off with a piece from Black Orpheus, which was a sort of groundbreaking movie and filmed in Brazil at Carnival time. It's based on the story of Orpheus and Eurydice, which is a Greek myth. And so it's a tragic love story, of course, filmed in a setting at Carnival time in Brazil, in Rio. So our first piece that we're going to hear is Mana de Carnaval, Morning of Carnival, sung by the Eurydice character, the female character. The interesting thing about this, this song is on the soundtrack. Well, both Orfeo and Eurydice sang this song. So we're going to hear Eurydice. And we'll continue on with a little bit, some more interesting and cool music from the movies.
Cada cor brilhou, voltou o sonho então ao coração. Depois deste dia feliz, não sei se outro dia haverá. É nossa manhã tão bela, final manhã de carnaval. Canta o meu coração, alegria voltou tão feliz amanhã desse amor.
With time to spend, time to look, time. Have you heard about the best college radio station in Boston? Yes, it's live at New England Institute of Art, and it's all independent radio. For 10 years, students have been given the chance to do what they want and record their sounds. Listen live at nealive.com or go to iTunes and click College Radio and All Independent Radio. Live from Brookline, New England Institute of Art, All Independent Radio.
Are you into new media? Do you like art and technology? Then the New England Institute of Art's Bachelor of Science in Web Design and Interactive Media is for you. Students in the program work in multimedia labs to create interactive CD-ROMs and websites, 2D and 3D imagery, motion graphics, sound design, and nonlinear digital video editing. Graduates leave the program ready for exciting careers as web developers, flash developers, game developers, and interactive designers. For more information, go to artinstitutes.edu/Boston.
Listen to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
You're listening to the soundtrack of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly here on Radio Obsession, a show from 10 to noon on Sunday mornings here on All Independent Radio. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'll be here till noon. It's a little over an hour. We've been featuring the fabulous music of the movies today, and we had a couple of lovely tunes just there. We heard Laura, which was the theme song to the film Laura, which came out in 1944. Winner of awards. It had Dana Andrews. And I had the wrong piece of paper in front of me. Sorry about that. Dana Andrews, Vincent Price, it's a creepy guy, of course. Although he wasn't at his creepiest back in the 40s, he was still sometimes somewhat of a leading man, but his creepy side kind of came out, and it's funny watching the trajectory of Vincent Price movies, because by the end of it, he was pretty dang creepy. I think one of the last things people know him for is that wonderful narration on Thriller by Michael Jackson. Due to his creepy reputation, it was an appropriate match. I don't have my notes on Laura. It's a cool movie. It's one of those film noir movies. Oh, here they are. Sorry about that. I'm a little scattered. Too many papers around. It's a story where the detective who's investigating a murder falls in love with the woman who was murdered. So it's kind of a cool movie. Definitely worth a watch. And that is a beautiful song, and I believe that the composer wrote it about his wife, but I forgot that story. So sorry for even mentioning it, because it wasn't really much of a story after all. Before Laura, we had Somewhere from the soundtrack of West Side Story, which was a winner of many, many awards. It was nominated for 10 Academy Awards, and 11, excuse me, and they won 10, including Best Picture. And the record itself was on the charts. The soundtrack record for West Side Story was on the charts for, I believe, 54 weeks. I think it was the longest running, I think that was a record for the record with the longest amount of time at number one on the Billboard charts. And some people say that perhaps Thriller by Michael Jackson, speaking of Thriller, was actually the winner of that, the holder of that honor. But either way, it was a phenomenal smash hit. And the funny thing is that the singers, the actors in the movie were often overdubbed back in the 50s and 60s. And as I understand it, Natalie Wood, who starred as Maria in the movie, really wanted to sing her parts. She sang her heart out, and she probably wasn't bad. She was just not... She was an okay singer, not a great singer. And she tried really hard, and she worked on her stuff, but they still got Marnie Nixon to overdub that. So I think she was pretty disappointed, as I would be, or you would be, probably, if you tried really hard and just got totally slapped in the face that way. But so that was Marnie Nixon singing on the recording, and Jim Bryant, who actually overdubbed for the male role. And that was that. Classic movie with a lot of, you know, the dancing was groundbreaking. It had Cheetah Rivera as Anita, and very famous people who have had fabulous careers that continued since then, although poor Natalie Wood died young, and her co-star was not... I don't think he went on to do very much, but that's certainly a very powerful and famous love story based on the Romeo and Juliet story, set in gangland neighborhoods of New York back in the 50s. And before that, we had Mana de Carnaval, Morning of Carnival, sung by Eurydice, the female character in Black Orpheus. And that movie's interesting. It won the 1959 Grand Prize at the Cannes Film Festival. And it was early bossa nova music composed by Antonio Carlos Jobim, Luis Bonva, and Joao Gilberto, who are all famous. At least Gilberto and Jobim are very famous for Brazilian music, well known in the West here. And there you have it. It's a beautiful movie. Check it out. So what we have next for you is something a little silly.
End of that, lady. Just how we know the Earth to be banana shaped.
This new learning amazes me, Sir Bedivere. Explain again how sheep's bladders may be employed to prevent earthquakes.
Oh, certainly, sir.
Look, my liege.
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to call a scene to bookwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. The many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram along.
On second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Arthur. Arthur, King of the Britons. Oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand, it's people groveling.
Sorry.
And don't apologize. Every time I try to talk to someone, it's sorry this and forgive me that, and I'm not worthy. What are you doing now?
I'm averting my eyes, O Lord.
Well, don't. It's like those miserable psalms. They're so depressing. Now knock it off.
Yes, Lord.
Right. Arthur, King of the Britons. Your knights of the round table shall have a task to make them an example in these dark times.
Good idea, O Lord.
Of course it's a good idea. Behold, Arthur, this is the Holy Grail. Look well, Arthur, for it is your sacred task to seek this grail. That is your purpose, Arthur. The quest for the Holy Grail.
A blessing from the Lord.
God be praised.
Well, as Arthur rides off through this stunningly beautiful, but mainly visual Scottish countryside, a word about the car park here at Silverbury.
Well, the classic Silverbury Hill is very fortunate in having entirely adequate parking facilities adjacent to the cinema. The car park itself has an asphalt base, rimmed with a 4-inch concrete strip sunk into shale and brick nogging to a depth of 6 feet. The parking area can accommodate up to 65 vehicles arranged in a crescent formation. Typical of the skill of architect Una Bolson, mother of Ken, father of John, is that the park is self-draining. Over to you, Dougie.
And here we are back with the film as Arthur approaches another castle. 170 to 180 feet high, I should say, with an inner and outer bailey in the...
Oh, shut up! Oh.
We've all imagined being in front of the camera, but have you ever imagined a career in being behind the camera? Join us in the photography program at the New England Institute of Art. With a hands-on environment, students will learn about composition, lighting, darkroom techniques, color, and design. Leave here with an understanding and a portfolio that will be sure to impress potential employers only at the New England Institute of Art.
Yes, it's good time music, friends, on your favorite listening device on Bad Acid Flashback, heard here on All Independent Radio, Tuesdays from 1 to 3. Join me, won't you? I'm Larry Miller.
With that good time music, yes, it's back on the radio.
Live on All Independent Radio, webcasting from NEIA campus, giving you the best college radio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Americans. This is Uncle Sam here asking you to tune into Classic Rock Catastrophe every Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on All Independent Radio. God bless America.
Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to All Independent Radio. It is 11:30 here on the East Coast of the United States. I don't know what time it is where you are, but I hope it's a nice day. We got a kind of rainy, cold autumn one here, but better than snow, I guess. Not ready for the snow. But bracing up. It's coming. Can't be helped. But you never know. We had such bizarro weather. Everybody I talked to, wherever they came from, I talked to someone from Tucson who said they had zero rain over the summer. They usually have monsoons. And I think all the rain came up here to Boston because we had a really rainy summer. So who knows? It's a roller coaster ride with the weather and global warming. So hopefully we'll stabilize at some point and get the CO2 under control. But for now, keep a parka and a pair of shorts handy and you'll be all set. So we've got the fabulous soundtrack to The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly carrying us through the rest of the hour. I think we're done with movie music for now, but we barely scratched the surface. We did that for the first hour. We featured a lot of music from soundtracks to interesting films. And there's many more things like that. So we'll probably go back, revisit that theme on another day here at Radio Obsession. What you heard in the last set was Rex, a now defunct band, but used to put out some really great records. That was from Rex 3. The song was Gathered. And that came out in 1997. They used to be recorded in Chicago, but based out of Portland, Maine. But now all the members of that band have spread out and gone to different places. So, and some of them are doing music and some are doing other things. But it was good while it lasted. We heard Chris Brokaw from his Red Cities CD doing a track called Dresden Promenade. Sparkle Horse did King of Nails from It's a Wonderful Life, which ties in with our movie theme, of course, being the name of a very famous movie with the wonderful Jimmy Stewart. And before that, we had the soundtrack of our lives doing Transcendental Suicide, my favorite band from Sweden, prolific in the last few years. And that came off of the record called Perhaps This Is Just... Oh, this is their first record, TSOOL, Origin Volume 1. TSOOL being the soundtrack of our lives. Not to be confused with TSOL, True Sons of Liberty. Throw in the extra O and you got a different band. And of course, I should mention that we did hear some silliness from Monty Python and the Holy Grail finishing up our movie theme. That was from the album of the soundtrack of the trailer of the film of the... whatever it is. Of the film of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And we heard a couple little tidbits. Camelot, The Quest for the Holy Grail, and live from the parking lot at the Silbury Hill Theater. So I hope you enjoyed the movie music with me. We didn't play all hits that you've come to know and get sick of. So I hope you found it a little educational and interesting, and you should go check out some of those movies. Performance by Mick Jagger, Black Orpheus, all good ones. Oh, and don't forget Caliphone. All my friends are funeral singers. Whenever you get a chance to go see that, you should check it out. That'll probably be in 2010 sometime. And now we're going to get back to some music. A little bit later on, we're going to be going to our desert island, which is Machine Gun Etiquette by the Damned, and we'll be playing the next track on that. We've been playing them sequentially. I think we're up to song number 6, but I could be wrong, so I need to check my notes. And we will be playing that for you, and whatever it is, it'll be a good one because it's just a fantastical album. Every song's great. And that's why it's my Desert Island pick. But first, we're going to hear some Sonic Youth. They're going to be coming to Boston doing two shows next weekend. They'll be at the Wilbur Theater on the 22nd with the Feelies, and that show is sold out. However, do not give up hope, because on the 23rd, Monday, there still are tickets available. They're playing with the Meat Puppets and Cold Cave. So that will be a great show. Either of those would be a great show, but you can't get into the first one because it's sold out. But we're going to play... This is one of my favorite Sonic Youth records. It's called Goo. Came out a while ago, 1990. Wow! That's almost 20 years old. That's unbelievable. But we're going to hear Tunic. And hope you enjoy it.
Listening to All Independent Radio. Check us out at iTunes, College Radio, or on the web at NEIALive.com.
Mark out the points, build the pyre, assemble different drummers, light up the fire. Put on your masks and animal skins. Illumination, illumination. Listen to the drums. Between each beat of the drum. Oh, beloved mother of liberty, hold me in your arms.
listening to All Independent Radio, webcasting from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. Coming to you via the web or also on iTunes under College Radio, All Independent Radio. Take us with you when you're walking around with your iPhone. We were featuring movies today. That's why we're listening to the fabulous Good, the Bad, and the Ugly soundtrack. Create a little tension, little mood music for you. That first set started at the last set, I should say, started out with the first song in the last set, which was Sonic Youth doing Tunic from their 1997 record Goo. And those guys are still around and kicking and rocking. Try to turn the trumpets down so you can hear me. Well, I give you this vital information that you'll really want to know. So again, Sonic Youth is coming to Boston next weekend. They'll be playing at the Wilbur Theater, which is downtown in the Theater District. It used to be a regular theater, and now they've kind of turned it over into a comedy club that also has, I guess they tore down the Comedy Connection Comedy Club, and now the Wilbur Theater is the home of that, and they finally got their liquor license, which is cool. I went to a comedy show, and they didn't have a liquor license, and everyone was really bumming. I think they laughed, but they would have laughed a little louder and gotten into more fights if we had had some liquor to lubricate the situation. But now they have it, so you can drink and watch shows and whatnot. So they do comedy, and they also have rock shows, and Sonic Youth is coming next weekend for two shows. One is sold out with the Feelies on the 22nd, but on the 23rd, I think there are still tickets available for that. It's a Monday, maybe that's why. They've got Meat Puppets and Cold Cave opening up for them, so go see Sonic Youth. It's a legendary band, and good stuff. Then we heard Killing Joke. That's an old band too, but that's a new record from them. Pretty new. 2003 on Zuma Recordings. And that featured all the original members of the band Killing Joke, which is this crazy punk band from England. Heavy stuff. And they have the busiest man in show business, Dave Grohl, playing drums with them. And he's all over the place. But he likes that. He likes to rock and bang those drums. So I guess maybe he doesn't get to do that as much with the Foo Fighters, so he gets his drum ya-ya's out with his other projects. One of which is them Crooked Vultures, which don't really have anything out. I did see them at the House of Blues about a month ago, and it was an incredible show that features the singer from Queens of the Stone Age on vocals. I've forgotten who the other guitar player is, so I apologize for that. And, of course, John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin playing bass and keyboards. And then Dave Grohl on drums. Pretty crazy combo. It's been creating a lot of buzz. It was a completely full house, and they don't even have a CD out yet. So that tells you what buzz can do for you. And I'm not talking about a buzz. I'm talking about buzz, as in hype. But they, I managed to, don't ask me how, get my hands on a recording of them. They played and they've been touring all over the place, and this is recorded in Paris last summer. And I remember this song from the show. I don't know what it's called, but it was pretty trance-like and heavy and pretty great stuff. I'm really looking forward to hearing the CD when it comes out, and I guess they're going to tease us by not putting it out for a while. I don't know what the plans are. I'm trying to Google it, but my computer's kind of hung up in an endless loop of curly cues, and it's not helping me out. But it'll be coming soon. And in the meantime, you can listen to them Crooked Vultures on Radio Obsession.
Thank you.
Is them Crooked Vultures, and that kind of is winding down our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Radio Obsession, here every Sunday from 10 to noon on All Independent Radio, webcasting from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts, webcasting to the world from NEIALive.com or on iTunes, College Radio under All Independent Radio. And I didn't open up the Twitter account, but I should have been tweeting at you all. But hopefully, if you want to tweet the radio station, it's NEIADJ. And, or you can tweet me specifically at Radio Obsession. So we heard them, Crooked Vultures, which is a all-star collaboration featuring Dave Grohl on drums, John Paul Jones, bass and keyboards, the singer from... The Queens of the Stone Age, which I should know his name, but I don't, and the other guitarist, who I don't remember who that was either. But they really rock, and hopefully their CD will be out at some point so we can go out and buy it and play legitimate copies for you. But in the meantime, we'll do what we can. And we were featuring movies today, and that makes me really happy because just by the luck of the draw, funny coincidence, our Desert Island Picks of the Week is song number 7 on Machine Gun Etiquette by the Damned. That is our Desert Island record because every song on there is fantastic. There are about 20 songs, and love that record. And I hope you've been enjoying it. I've been trying to bring you a song or two every week as we work our way through the autumn here. And what we have up, number 7, is called Plan 9, Channel 7, which is loosely based around one of those Ed Wood movies from 1959, written and directed by pulp B-movie giant Ed Wood Jr. And his movie was called Plan 9 from Outer Space, of course, which is definitely worth a look. Check it out however you can, and think of the Damned. And I hope you'll tune in again next week for more Radio Obsession with me, Sarah, and have a great one.
TV and thought you could be the next Oprah, or listen to the radio and thought you could be the next Howard Stern? If you know you have what it takes to be as big as those guys and you have the desire to do so, then make a phone call to the New England Institute of Art today. At AI, we offer degrees in television and radio broadcasting, and we have the tools to help you in your journey to being the next big TV or radio personality. That's the New England Institute of Art in Brookline.
Today, just not your day. Distress with All Independent Radio. Listen to us live at NEIALive.com. All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world.